Shalom Aleichem, beloved ones. Last week, if you were with me, you remember that I focused on the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 6, where Paul encourages us to not be anxious for anything, but in everything, we should make our prayer and supplication be made known to God with thanksgiving. And as a result of this, we could be assured that God will be participating in our life and there's nothing to be afraid of. If you didn't get that, I hope you can somehow find it on YouTube. But I want to focus on the very next verse today, because the very next verse tells us that if we'll do this, if we will share our life with God, if we will practice coming against worrying and coming against anxiety by focusing on the Lord, by talking to Him, by communicating with Him, by clinging to Him, by cleaving to Him, the result of that is going to be that Father God's peace is going to keep us and guard us. Paul says in that very next verse, Philippians 4, 7, and the God of peace will keep you and guard you in His peace. Now, this is a battle. This is a battle for sure. I mean, it's not like you're all of a sudden you're going from 100% anxiety to now you're in 100% peace. I mean, it's more of a struggle where we progressively move into less and less anxiety and more peace because we're in a battle and we're overcoming. But I want to encourage you today, as you pour your life out to the Lord and talk to Him every day, even more than you talk to your friends or your mom or your dad or your spouse, as you share your life with the Lord and are honest with Him and invite Him to help you and let His Word instruct you, let His Word help you to pray how you should be praying, what's going to happen is that more and more the Spirit of the Lord is going to make entrance into our life. And through our dependence, a door is going to be created within us so that God gets more and more possession of our mind and our disposition and our emotions. And as that happens, we find ourselves girded with more and more of the peace of God. This is a real transaction. We give Him our anxiety and He gives us His peace. Again, beloved, fight the good fight of faith. It doesn't happen all at once, but if you'll warfare into this and make it a lifestyle, you're going to find as time goes by, you're going to be walking in a heavier and heavier anointing of the very shalom, the very peace of Jesus Himself. Pass this on to a friend. Somebody you know might appreciate hearing it.